The NBN would work perfectly if you'd all just stop using it. This is one of the more amusing responses to the claims by the head of the National Broadband Network that online gamers are to blame for major congestion on the supposedly super-fast network. Bill Morrow made the claims at a parliamentary inquiry, which is today looking into the business case for the NBN. Emily Burke has the latest.
The head of NBN says online gamers are predominantly responsible for consuming high levels of data from the fixed wireless network, and the company is considering slowing down or capping downloads for extreme users during peak periods.
Gaming traffic actually uses very little data in the scheme of things, so it's definitely not a gaming problem in my view.
Philip Britt is Managing Director of Aussie Broadband. He says the congestion issue is proof that the fixed wireless network is currently not fit for purpose.
Ultimately, to fix the fixed wireless part, they need to allocate more capital funding to the network. When it was dimensioned sort of 7 years ago in design, they haven't been keeping up with the upgrades that are needed to provide the service that customers expect. To fix this problem for fixed wireless, it's going to need significantly more money thrown at it in the order of probably a couple of $1 billion.
A parliamentary hearing in Melbourne today is also looking at the business model for the NBN, and today's witnesses have been less than complimentary. Associate Professor Mark Gregory is from RMIT University.
You know, already with virtual reality, with e-games, with education, with all sorts of things that we've got now, we're seeing massive bandwidth applications appearing all around the world at a rapid rate. Now, we need to remember that the purpose, and one of the reasons that as a technologist I'm so concerned, is that we don't build roads with a five-year lifetime. We don't build buildings with a five-year lifetime, but we're building telecom networks with a five-year lifetime. If we had to put fibre in the ground, then we would have had 50 to 80 years to use that fibre.
With nearly unlimited upgradability.
Absolutely.
Ian Martin is from New Street Research, which specialises in financial modelling of telcos.
There's three things that make a difference to the financial performance of investment in telecommunications networks. How quickly and efficiently you build a network, you've got to keep that cost under control. But what makes the main difference is how quickly you build up utilisation, traffic levels and so on in the network. And then thirdly, how quickly you monetise that traffic that's on the network. NBN broke three broad rules, which has left it, I think, unable to ever recover the full cost of what's been invested in the network.
But the problems are fixable. According to Dr. Paul Brooks, a network engineer and executive chairman of Internet Australia, which represents internet users.
We're now only 1.5 years away from 2020, the notional time that the NBN will be finished. And we need to see a plan from the NBN and from government for what happens beyond 2020. How the infrastructure and strategy for the NBN will be managed out to 2030 at least, assuming there's no change in NBN's ownership. Because if there is change in NBN's ownership, the changes resulting from that would obviously make those forecasts obsolete. Without constant innovation, upgrading and expansion informed by a national plan, this very expensive investment will rapidly fail to keep up with the nation's expanding requirements, as it's already failing to do so in many areas before it's even notionally commissioned.
That's Dr. Paul Brooks, the Executive Chairman of Internet Australia. Emily Burke with that report.